This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. At the end of harvest season, growers do not have much time to take a break and enjoy the hard work of the growing season. It's also the time when farmers begin to start building a plan for next year. We will hear more from Tristan Beyer of the Mosaic Company next.
Every farmer knows a strong season starts long before the planter rolls. At Landis, our agronomists are here to help you choose the right seed for your fields and protect it with acre-edge seed treatments that give your crop a stronger, healthier start. And with flexible financing options, it's easier than ever to plan ahead, manage cash flow, and capture early season savings. Talk with your local Landis agronomist today and plant with confidence.
A big portion of crop yield is tied directly to soil fertility. Tristan Beyer is a crop nutrition lead for the Mosaic Company, and he explains the relationship between crop yields and soil fertility.
There's been a number of articles that have looked at how important is soil fertility or crop nutrition to yield. And there's some papers that show that up to 60% of yield is dependent on soil fertility. That, I think, sets the foundation that soil fertility and crop nutrition is really important. The question is, depending on what our yield level is, how related is the nutrients and that value?
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured conversation with Bex Hybrids.
Responsible fertilizer decisions are important this time of year, given high input prices, to make crop yields where you would like them to be.
Having a good idea of where our soil levels are sitting, so that means soil sampling on a regular basis to know, you know, what are we removing, what do we have in the bank, so to speak, as far as our phosphorus levels, you know, what's available. pH adjustment, we can throw as much phosphorus out there as we want to. If our pH is out of whack, none of that phosphorus is going to be able to get into the plant. You're going to see issues from that, obviously. And so getting that pH lined up and where it needs to be is going to free up phosphorus that potentially is tied up right now. So that could help your phosphorus maybe reduce the amount that we need to get spread and get put on for next year if we get that pH in line.
Tremendous. Bex Northeast Iowa area agronomist Lee Konigsfeld says you can see more at BexHybrids.com in the Practical Farm Research Guide.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.